Welcome to Leaked, a program about food issues and questions around the community. Join Barry as he chews up the facts and spills the beans on what's happening in the secret life of food.
Hi guys, welcome back to Leaked. My name is Barry and today we're going to talk about one of those food commodities or food staples that I'm pretty sure everyone have ate before. So there's a line that I was reading actually yesterday saying that oil is said to be one of the commodities whose economics are very simple but whose politics are very complicated. That being said, I think that rice is the same. So as we all know, rice is a cereal and it's kind of this staple that's been like keeping, fueling the human population for a very long time, especially in Asia. It's kind of one of those foods that my dad definitely needs to eat and he gets really angry when he doesn't eat it during one of those days. And it just seems quite fascinating. It's one of those, one of the third largest produced product. So after sugar cane and also maize. But compared to sugar cane and maize, of course, like rice is kind of like eaten as more like a staple. Because sugar cane is made into other products such as Coca-Cola and also lollies. And maize, it's generally used to feed animals. So it's just like looking compared to the rest of the other cereals such as like wheat and also potatoes and stuff. Rice is generally is just like this very versatile food product. It's consumed in a lot of places, such as in Asia, Africa, and also in America. It's being produced in Australia as well. And a lot of these countries, a lot of these continents do export these to different places. Today, we're going to look into Thailand because like I always find it like fascinating because their rice is generally like the best compared to the rest of the world. And then we're going to basically look how you cook the rice and also it's like why is there a difference between basmati and also, sticky rice or glutinous rice that you could find in all these different Asian stores. So that said, cooked rice, generally, it's quite a fascinating staple. So generally, people just like boil them and it's done or in my family, we generally just steam it or we just put it in a rice cooker. So I'll be back in a moment and I'm just going to play you this short song called Kids in Love.
This is our last goodbye. Don't come and find me. So I'll just see you cry, please. Somebody blind. I can feel it. I'm still hanging on to every word. My heart is beating, and I'm sorry that I left you hurt.
guys, welcome back to Leaked. So today we're going to talk about rice. So the reason why I'm bringing up Thailand, it's because like rice is kind of their main export to the rest of the world. It dominates half of their agricultural production. So rice is generally like kind of like a huge thing to Thai culture and also society. So like generally when I talk about Thailand, it's like for my family, we generally just think about the jasmine rice, because like we always think that that's like the best rice there is. People normally think about the glutinous rice, so that's more of the sticky rice, and people think of the dessert one where they put lots of coconut milk and also mango. So like when I was going through, it's just like looking through about like the Thai culture and also rice and stuff, it's actually really interesting. So rice production in Thailand represents a significant portion to the Thai economy and also labor force. So around 40% of Thais work in agriculture, and 16 million people work within this industry. That's a lot of people. And Thai has a strong tradition in rice production. So it kind of like exports quite a lot of rice, but it was beaten by India in recent years. However, there's been a few issues with like rice production in Thailand. So there've been some weather changes. So as we all know, it's just like the El Nino for a few years. There's been droughts, and rice is generally a water intensive product. So it requires a lot of water to make the rice. So it's not a definitely not a cheap commodity compared to a lot of stuff like potatoes, where it doesn't need that much water, but the production of rice yields a bit more compared to potatoes and also wheat. Generally, in rice, there's maybe you could have three seasons. So there's basically you could cultivate it maybe like up to three times a year, where rice and potatoes and also wheat, you could only cultivate it maybe once a year. So generally, it's kind of like a very efficient product. However, the labor cost is kind of increasing, because like Thailand is it's a developing economy, and as developing economy kind of increases in terms of GDP and stuff, the labor cost increases. And to make rice, you kind of need a labor force that's kind of have cheap labor. So that's one of the issues. So there are three main threats towards the rice industry in Thailand, which is the increase in competition in the international market. So, for example, in Australia and also in America, where they kind of make a lot of rice, and they're doing that quite a lot in a lot of these countries, and they're exporting quite a lot as well. And there's a growing competition, especially with the labor force. Like I said before, the cost is definitely becoming more and more expensive, and also the ecological issues, such as droughts. We've been talking about it in South Africa, how droughts is causing some problems in agriculture and also in people's daily lives. So that's kind of having the same issue in Thailand as well. There have been incentives to actually like reduce water use, but for rice, it's a bit hard because you need water to kind of like cultivate these things. I'm going to play you the short song, and I'll be back in a moment.
Emotions like summer, way to a blue sky. And I turn and hold you as we watch the sunrise. This is amazing, running wild we do. My thoughts are hazy, this may be way too soon. But I will never let you go, never let you go, no, no. Oh,
Welcome back, Julie. So today we're going to talk about rice, one of the main staples that I normally eat at home in Wellington, but like I don't know why I hardly touch when I'm in Auckland. I think it's probably just a lot of time and effort needs to put in. So it's just like one of the issues that I've noticed about people cooking rice is that people don't really have a good method or don't really know how to cook it. So there's many ways of cooking it, so such as boiling, steaming, and also cooking it in kind of like in a risotto. However, a lot of people do tend to maybe overcook their rice. So that's when it's burnt at the bottom, or it's like haven't been cooked enough, where it's just like a bit dry and also hard, or it's been over-soaked and it just like becomes this, I don't know, blob. So there are three distinctive methods. So, but apparently, according to the website that I looked at, apparently there's five. I personally think it's just the same, because the other three is so similar. But I'll talk about the first one first. So steaming. So steaming is kind of one of the most common ways in terms of like cooking rice. So that's usually in Eastern Asian countries, so that's in China, Japan, and Korea. We generally just put it in a rice cooker, put the amount of water, and you're done. There's not really a lot of magic towards it, personally, but like the science behind it is so fascinating. So that's the easiest way, I personally think. There's a boiling method, which is really common in more southern Asian countries, so that's in Sri Lanka, in India. So they usually basically boil their rice. So that's like maybe like one or two cups of rice, and then have 2 or 3 liters of water, and then they just boil it, and then they basically drain it, and that's how you get their rice. Usually that type of rice is really fluffy compared to the one in East Asian countries, because like I feel like the East Asian countries kind of prefer it to be a bit more sticky, or there's like kind of a more glue towards it, where it's kind of extremely difficult for the Indian rice, the basmati rice, to kind of like become sticky, because there's not much starch towards it, and they tend to soak it first and then like to get rid of the starch, where our family don't really do that unless it's brown rice. So the third method, which is kind of like the risotto method, where you kind of just mix, basically it's just like you saute the onions first and then you add stock and also rice, let the rice juice soak in these flavors, and then you add vegetables and also meat. So there's different ways of cooking it. I won't really go into detail because it's a bit complicated on a radio show at the moment. I will just talk about something else, and paella and also the pilaf method. So that's kind of like similar to the risotto, where they kind of like mix vegetables and also stock in together. So there are a lot of reasons why it's just like sometimes rice doesn't really turn out well. So there's because it's just like the starchiness of it, the composition of the protein and also the sugar. But we'll delve into like three main questions. It's just like why rice doesn't turn out well sometimes. So it's like in a general sense, it's like why isn't there a one size fit all when it comes to cooking? So like I said before, it's kind of depending on the protein and also the fat content of the rice. So when it comes to because there's like so many varieties, just the same as potatoes and also wheat, you can't really just assume that one method is going to make it more effective. So just the same as the waxy potatoes and also the agria, it's just like some are good for boiling and baking, whereas just like some maybe not. So there's around like 14 different types that you could buy in the supermarket. And it's just like depending on what it is, it's how you cook it. Generally, the long grain, which is the basmati rice that you could buy in Indian shops, then usually don't have that starchiness, or they don't really stick to each other. Compared to the Asian ones, the East Asian ones, they tend to be a bit more sticky. So it's just like depending on where you, which type of rice is from, you kind of know what type of method you want to use. So why does some require soaking? Generally, it's like for rice, when you soak it, it kind of just makes it easier to cook. So when it soaks, it kind of reduces the cooking time up to 20%, which is fantastic. Some people soak it just to make it a bit more tender, but I tend to don't do that. And then one of the main questions is, do I really need to use risotto rice to make risotto? And the answer is yes, because it's just like, it kind of defines what a risotto is. It's that beautiful texture. And it's like that glue stickiness that also has this like full bodied shape. So, yeah, I'll be back in a moment and I'll talk about how I usually cook rice.
Wake me up. My eyes are heavy and I need some sun. Nothing can keep me from you. Nothing can keep me from you. Something about the things you told me. Oh, I wrote them down, yeah. I took them with me to the place we found. And I'll be waiting for you. Yeah, I'll be waiting for you. To the break of dawn, we let it loose. Smoking weed and writing songs. Meet me at the sunrise. At the sunrise, I can get you so high, so high. Burning up the daylight, in the daylight. Meet me at the sunrise. I'm so lost and I don't know this place. And I got this feeling that I just can't shake. Nothing can keep me from you. Nothing can keep me from you. I follow the moon. From the dark to the break of dawn, we let it loose.
Hi guys, welcome back to Leet. So today we're going to talk about what we've been talking about, rice, and then it's just like, so for this segment we're going to talk about how I cook it without a rice cooker. So generally a rice cooker is kind of the most useful tools, I think, in a kitchen, because you could actually like use it to make a lot of things. I remembered we tried making soup, making porridge. You could also make a cake, which is, if I have enough time, I might basically like tell you the recipe. So of course there's many methods, like I said before, but today we're going to talk about the steaming method, which I think it's kind of the more easiest way when it comes to making rice. Make sure that it's kind of like mid-grain, so not the long grain, the basmati rice, but look at the mid-grain. So that's generally, the short grain is kind of the sushi rice, but for the jasmine rice, it's kind of like the mid-grain. And in my opinion, I think that it should be like the water ratio is like 1:1. So basically one cup of water is one cup of rice, but that really depends on the type of rice. So when it comes to sticky rice, which is a short grain, maybe you may require a bit more water. For the mid-grain, maybe a bit less. There's like, I remember once when we were trying to make jasmine rice, it was just newly harvested, so it was a new type of rice. And when we added like the ratio of 1:1, it actually didn't taste well, because it just became like a blob and it just had no texture. So I think we reduced it to like kind of like 0.8 cups of water to one cup of rice. But that, you kind of quickly figured it out. I would suggest you use a more heavy pot compared to a light pot, because like having a heavy metal pot, it kind of keeps the heat better compared to a light pot. And usually there's a lid. A lid is very useful because it kind of like traps all the heat within what's in the pot. If you don't have a lid, all the steam escapes. And then it's just like all the water ratio kind of like just goes out of whack, and it's a bit too hard to monitor. So it's like generally I usually just wash the rice 3 times. When I wash it, I usually just try to wash the dust or sort of the dirt that's been on the rice. I don't try to wash the starch away. Some people tend to wash the starch away, which is basically rinse the rice until it's clear. And so once you've done that, you basically like put the pot with the lid on medium heat, and then just kind of let it boil for a bit. And then it's just like after a while, so usually it takes around 20 minutes, it should come to a boil. And then if you think the rice isn't done yet, I would kind of reduce the heat to low for 5 minutes. And then afterwards, after 5 minutes, I'll turn the heat off, but do not remove the lid, because it's kind of like all that heat and also that energy and steam is just like it's still cooking the rice. Usually we kind of leave the pot maybe another 5 minutes just on its own, because it kind of allows the water to reabsorb back into the rice and it gives it a bit more body. So that's the simplest way. But like when I was watching like the YouTube videos, I don't really agree with how this lady did it, because like she was talking about the water and also like removing the lid and stuff. But in my opinion, like my way is the easiest. But yeah, it's just like, obviously different people have different opinions, but I remember when I was debating with my flatmate, it's like, who cooks the best rice? I just told him, it's just like, I've been eating rice all my life. I'm pretty sure I'm much more better than you. So, yeah, it depends. So yeah, that's all we have for this week, and I will be back next week, talking about something else, and I'll see you guys soon.
Yeah. planetaudio.org.